tomorrow is what we call the, what they call it?
Immaculate Conception.
Okay. See, I'm not so good in these terms. I'm not so good in religion that, you know, God delivered me from this thing years ago. You know, when I became born again, you know, in a church in Nigeria, just about a month after I became born again in the church. You know what they mean, born again in the church?
So that you will listen.
Thank you very much. God bless you. You know what it means to be born again in the church? How do they do it? You come out to the front of the altar and you give your life to Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You confess your sins and say, from this day onwards, Father, forgive me and I won't sin again. And all the whole church will clap and they will hug you and say, welcome
into the family,
into their kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I did that, I felt a peace in me and a joy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, but this thing happens by faith, and it makes no good when you are not followed. Something doesn't follow you or lead you into that God, that kingdom of God that is being preached. You can be born again in the way the world says born again, and, you know, think that it means that you have to be a good person, a good man, trying to please God, trying to enter into God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, but I've got news for you, because Jesus Christ says, flesh and blood, a man cannot enter into God's kingdom, a natural man. Praise God. That's why it says, I must go away
so that he can come.
I must die
so that he can live.
See it? Everything that the problem with every man is that we have lived in a false identity. We've lived as human beings of the dust. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we try to build our castles upon the earth. You see, but with time we begin to discover that our castles were just like castles upon the sand, upon the seashore. You see the sea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see the seashore? You see when children make castles, they make mud houses with sand. That is how our castles are in God's kingdom. When the rain comes, the wind blows, what happens? It's gone forever. Praise God. But we have an assurance of a kingdom that is what? Eternal. Something that is real that we can hold on to forever.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, the winds come, the floods come, but your house remains firm upon Mount Zion, upon that mountain. Praise God. Remember, he gave the sermon on the mountain. He was seated on the mountain. He was trying to reveal a pattern, a realm to all of us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he's trying to get every man there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He said that, I will shake the heavens and the earth again, and everything that is shakable or movable will be taken out of place. Only that which is unmovable that will not move.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what is unmovable? Mount Zion.
Amen.
That is God's kingdom, God's realm, God's world. It's invisible. You can't see with your eyes. That is why it's not attractive to people. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If I begin to preach an invisible realm to you, something that you cannot see with your eyes, unless you are wise, before you will like that kind of teaching. You want to see something with your eyes, isn't it?
Yes.
Pastor, I want to see the evidence. Praise God. I want to see the evidence. I want to see it. Praise God. But it's not so. God is spirit. He's invisible. His realm is invisible. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God does not have a physical body. If you see God in the book of Revelations, it's a parable. God uses the elements of this world to express the invisible things of God. That is the only way God can teach us about his kingdom. He uses the invisible things, the visible things, the natural things, to teach us about his kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And at times we are stuck on the natural things. And the natural things are dead. They are parables. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that's why many people are still stuck on the laws of Moses, stuck on religion, stuck on procedures. Then some people do it this way. Some people dress this way. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, they talk this way, they speak this way, and different kind of things that we have formulated, you know, in our humanity, thinking that we can get to God through all these methods, but they are all shadows. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So before we go out of the way, we say tomorrow is the Immaculate
Conception.
What is the Immaculate Conception? We are in Italy. Italy is a country founded on religious principles. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So obviously tomorrow the restaurants will be filled, busy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And people will exchange visits. They will go to church, you know, and probably stay before
the statue
of Mary. They call it Maria in Italy. And you know, people, we kind of look at it as something, a God kind of thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But what people are doing is that they are looking at a parable and they are not understanding the message. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mary, the Virgin Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, is more than a story than you ever expect. You're going to hear something today.
Amen.
It is more than a story. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is something deep that must occur again and again. Because the things of the Spirit continuously repeat. The book of Revelation is a book that will be fulfilled in your life,
amen,
in my life,
amen,
in the life of your child, in the life of unborn generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's being fulfilled again and again in the life of everybody. In fact, the book of Revelation must be fulfilled in the life of every man.
Amen.
Whether in the flesh or out of the flesh.
Amen.
But I would rather have it in the flesh.
Amen.
So that I'll be able to
enjoy it,
to do something good. Amen. In my lifetime.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible speaks about a sign in the book of Isaiah. It says that, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you hear a prophecy like that, you think that it has already been, that's passed. See, when you hear of the coming of Christ, people think that it is past or tomorrow. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read the story of Adam in the Garden of Eden, people think that it's just a historical account, something that has happened yesterday. But it's a parable. It can be happening now. So you, right now, what happened in the garden is a parable of you, of every man. Praise God. It's showing you how you left your realm, your place in God, and descended into becoming a creature of the earth, that is, a mortal man. It shows you how you lost out on your glory. It's a parable. It is happening again and again. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth. He did this, he did that on the first day, he did this on the second day. This thing can occur again in your life today.
Amen.
Prophecy is always in the air. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it can benefit you if you can lift up your antenna to receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You need, these are spiritual things. You cannot understand them with a natural mind. And that is why we have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will teach you the deep things of God.
Amen.
The mind of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it begins to improve your quality of life. It begins to raise you up into the nature of the Son of God that you are.
Amen.
as we hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. So a virgin shall be with child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see, this scripture was fulfilled in the life of Mary. Praise God.
Amen.
And in the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks about another woman, a virgin, that was in travail. You know how a woman travails?
Yes,
Amen.
Amen.
How many women here have given birth? The natural way. The natural way.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Very sweet.
Hallelujah. Amen. The first time, I'm not talking of the second one or the third.
No, the first.
The first one, how was it?
Very sweet.
Very, very good.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a friend who was there when the wife delivered, and he told me, Trevor, if you see that kind of thing, you will respect women. Praise God. He said you will respect women. You know, women have the capacity to actually absorb more pain than men. Women are actually stronger than men in reality. In the mental state, they're actually stronger than men. Men only have the physical ability. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just to make man for our side.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That was a very spiritual contribution.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So, this same prophecy was seen in the book of Revelation. John saw a woman in travail. Praise God. There are so many scriptures to read. That's why I cannot just go back. He saw a woman in travail about to give birth to a child. And eventually, this woman gave birth to a man child.
Hallelujah.
Have you heard of a man child?
Yes.
And the Bible says that this child was caught up to the throne of God. And he was given an iron rod to rule over the nations. Now, I told you the book of Revelation must be fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
Revelation means the apocalypse of Christ Jesus. The revelation of Christ Jesus. The unveiling of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The seven seals in the book of Revelation must be unsealed in you.
Amen.
Do you know that you are like a seal book with seven seals?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And what is happening as the trumpet is sounding?
Hallelujah.
The seals are loosened and the book is being opened so that the content of the book, what is hidden in the book, was exposed.
Amen.
You are living epistles. You are books.
Amen.
Praise God. And when your books are opened, people begin to see the book of life. They begin to see the glory of God.
Amen.
The handwriting of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being revealed upon the earth. And people will read these things and they are saved by it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So the book of Revelation is something that must be fulfilled in everybody's life.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Praise God. And the earlier you do it, the better, so that your hell stops.
Amen.
Amen. Your problems and all that stop.
Amen.
Praise God. People think that, you know, because there is grace, you can do as you want. But it doesn't work that way. Praise God. You don't abuse grace. You take grace and utilize it to work out your salvation.
Mm.
With fear and trembling. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this woman gave birth to a child who was caught up to the throne of God and had an iron rod to rule the nations.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that to him that overcomes will I give an iron rod with which he will rule the nations. It also says that to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne.
Amen.
Praise God. But there's something about the birth. There's a virgin there that is giving birth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand that God did not talk about we going out for dinner. Like if somebody invites me out tomorrow, I'll be there.
Of course.
I will even invite people. I mean, this thing you see, the other day I preached about Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, and some people decided not to go out anymore to eat on Christmas. And I said, look, that is, you are even worse
than
the religious people. That does not mean you get away. The fact that you have a revelation doesn't mean, okay, your spirit doesn't mean that you should stop eating. Yeah. Look, I'm spirit, I'm son of God, I won't go to work again.
I won't eat again, I won't eat again.
Amen. So you have to understand certain things, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So immaculate conception, God is not saying that you should begin to look back and remember Mary of 2000. Mary too received the salvation of the Lord by revelation. She too was a brethren like all of us. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand something. Virginity talks of something that is undefiled. In the book of Revelation chapter 14, it says that John saw a lamb. This message is good to go and listen to them again and again.
Amen.
Praise God. Very important, eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen again. Go and listen. Record them with your phones. Amen. Some people use the phones now to record people's conversations. Use it to record the message. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to use the phone to record what other people are saying. Use it to record messages.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we move on here. So it says that in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, John saw the lamp with 144,000 with him upon Mount Zion. These are the redeemed of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said that you have come to
Mount Zion.
So these things are for you. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this reality is for you.
Amen.
It's not for somebody that is, it's your own reality. You have come to Mount Zion. You are standing among the redeemed upon Mount Zion.
Amen.
Paul said that they were not defiled with women, they were virgins. Now you can see the language of the spirit.
Hallelujah.
You can see the language of the spirit.
Yes, so
these were men. Men, virgins, that were not defiled with women.
Bye-bye.
Normally in this world they will say it's the women, yeah, so virgins. That have not been defiled with men, isn't it?
Yes.
Normally, 1 year virgin is woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, but the Bible, the things of the spirit are interchangeable. Praise God.
Amen.
There's neither male or female in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing like male or female. When you go into the realm of the spirit, you begin to see vessels.
Amen.
Amen. Your soul is like, you know,
a vessel.
Your body is like a vessel. It could be in a female vessel. It could be in a male vessel. Praise God.
Amen.
The real you is not your body. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If you think that is your body, you'll be dismayed when the thing dissolves.
Hallelujah.
How many of us know it will be dissolved?
For sure.
Nobody puts off his hands.
For sure.
The body will be dissolved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as a body that is not made without hands.
Amen.
And that one will not be dissolved. Praise God. So,
amen.
These people were virgins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Virgins because they have not defiled themselves with women. To be a virgin means that you have kept yourself in truth. You have kept yourself in the incorruptible word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even the bride, have you heard of the marriage supper of the Lamb?
Yes.
The bride prepares herself and she becomes stainless, white, in white apparel before she goes to marry, you know, the husband,
yes,
which is the lamp. And those people upon Mount Zion represent the company.
Hey.
Amen. They represent the company of the bride. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And look at the company of the bride here.
Amen.
Amen. When you see a bride in the natural, when you see visions like my wife gives about a woman in with the wedding gown, amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, it shows about your virginity. Praise God. Of course, nowadays when a woman wears a white garment, you better not look at the color. It doesn't matter, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You leave that to God to judge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you see a lady with a white garment. It's supposed to be a symbol of virginity.
Yes.
Praise God. And you marry. That's the only passport to getting married. Without you being a virgin, you are not worthy to be espoused with the king. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Which means that we must have laid aside all lies and kept ourselves in the truth. That is why he has given us the word and the spirit to purify us.
Amen.
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 So that he can present us perfect without spot or wrinkle to the lamp.
Amen.
All the things we are hearing today are things that are there to purify our mentality.
Amen.
Purify the way we are taught. Purify ourselves of false doctrines, of the lies that have stained our garments. Because our garments were stained with flesh, with the lies of the flesh. But now he has come to wash us with the word, with the water of the word. Did I hear that thing today? The water of the word. He has come to wash us with the water. I don't know where I'm hearing this thing from. He has come to wash us with the water of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To cleanse us so that we can be worthy to be inspired. He has come to make us virgins.
Amen.
And this thing you do by faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you want to literally talk of a virgin, on the natural sense, that means a lot of us are disqualified.
Qualified, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody. Except
no,
the children.
Maybe some people know.
Except the children.
They are people, they are people.
Yeah, understand. But except the children. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, a baby cannot. Let's leave all last time. Eh? Praise God. So we'll move on here. Amen. Amen. So we speak about a virgin. A virgin shall be with child. And I want to show us a prophetic thing that occurred the day Mary received the messenger of God. I told you that this is a prophetic, a messenger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will send a messenger to you.
Amen.
An angelic being.
Amen.
And at times we look out for wings. Amen. We look out for something, halos in the air's head. But no, it doesn't work that way. Amen.
Amen.
An angel will only come to relay the heart of the Father to the person he was sent to. An angel does not come to you to tell you about his life. He doesn't come to tell you anything about himself. He doesn't come there to do anything. He only goes there to do what he was sent to do.
God bless you.
He does not receive praise from anybody. He does not receive any gift from anybody. He only goes there to do what God has sent him to do. So when you see an angel appearing to Mary, hear that God sends you a messenger in your life to announce the glad tidings. And that glad tidings is that a virgin shall be with child. And you are that virgin.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise you are that virgin.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
But it doesn't just come like that, because Mary had to hear the voice of the messenger.
Amen.
And she had to believe with the messenger, because she said, "May it be
according
to your word." How many of us can say that today? May it be according to your word. Amen. That you shall birth Jesus, the Son of the Living God.
Amen. May it be according to your word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall birth Jesus.
Amen.
That's the announcement. That is the gospel.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Paul said that Christ may be formed
again
in you. Paul said that I travail day and night, praise God,
amen,
in birth until Christ is formed in you. Now, where is Christ formed in your womb?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You notice something about the childbirth? Go through all through the Bible. The first person that God encounters, Abraham, he says that your seed, your child. In your child. And of course, we know that the seed is actually Christ. It's the seed of promise, which is Christ. Of course, Abraham went around looking for
the physical child.
Praise God. And all those things have been blown away with the wind. Because it was not given to him to understand the message. If today God appears to you,
Amen.
He said that you shall be with child, and in that child shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. What do you think he's talking about? You start going around the world looking for a child? No. Is that Christ will be formed in you.
Amen.
You shall birth Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like the angel announced, the Holy Ghost shall come upon
you.
The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you.
Amen.
You know what happens at midnight? Don't you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Let all the young people close their eyes. You know what happens at midnight?
Of course now, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
The husband overshadows
the wife.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the process, in the secret, of course, nobody ever sees these things. Nobody ever understands how it happens. The mystery.
Exactly.
The Ecclesiastic says that, how can you explain how the bones
grow in the womb of
your? How can you understand these things? And in likewise manner, the mystery of the birthing of Christ, a great mystery.
Amen.
Great is the mystery of the faith.
Amen.
He says that what? You shall be overshadowed with the Holy Ghost. How many of us can be submissive for the Holy Ghost to overshadow us? Now, if the woman is not submissive, Amen. Of course, the normal conventional way is that the man goes overshadows the woman, isn't it? I don't know how they do it these days. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if the woman is not submissive, how can she receive? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How can she receive? There's no way she can receive. If the woman is not patient to allow the process of the overshadowing, how can she bring forth the seed? Praise God. So, first of all, you receive the word. Next, you have to allow the overshadowing. See, that overshadowing in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember what it says? He said the Spirit of God moved over
the waters.
And he says, let there be light. He actually seminated
Christ,
a seed into that darkened. Now that darkness is actually the darkened consciousness of the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God has to first of all overshadow you, and he now commands light.
Amen.
He now injects the seed,
mm-hmm,
which is Christ.
Amen.
That is the light that shines from the beginning.
Amen.
That darkness cannot comprehend. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But we must allow this thing to occur. It means to submit to the Spirit, to allow the Spirit minister to us. And how does the Spirit minister to you? Is by speaking to you, teaching you. The Spirit of God teaches you. He speaks to you about celestial things, spiritual things of God, so that you become spiritually minded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that what the thing that comes out of you is a new birth, a spiritual being. That's why Jesus Christ says you must be born again. You must be born again because the natural man cannot enter God's kingdom. You must be born again of spirit. And how is that possible? It's by getting overshadowed by the Spirit of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Letting the Spirit take his course over us. Now, this is the greatest gift to mankind. When you talk of the promise of God, he said, he shall send you the promise. What is the promise? He said he shall...
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Is the promise. That is the promise of God. He told Jesus Christ did this to disciples. Receive the
Holy Ghost.
There's no other gift. If you are looking for another gift, it is finished. Receive the Holy Ghost. That one will what will raise you up.
Amen.
Into Godship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will raise you up into your dominion, into your glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can see that nothing that God does is new. God is simply restoring what you lost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The angel told Mary that he shall be called Son of the Most High God. Praise God. And he shall rule upon the throne of David. And his kingdom has no end. Now you can see the same thing, the throne. Everlasting kingdom. Praise God. We're talking about things that are spiritual.
Amen.
The things that are seen are what?
Material.
Are temporal.
Amen.
But the things that are unseen are eternal.
Amen.
It's written in the book of Corinthians. So when you say that you shall have an everlasting kingdom, you shall his kingdom has no end, he's speaking about an invisible kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This same message is going out to every man today.
Amen.
Receive this thing by faith. Hallelujah. Your salvation is your ability to bring forth the Christ. Let's talk quickly in the book. I'm going to read the first verse today. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Pastor Timothy chapter 2 verse 11. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now let's stop there first before I move on. Now I think I see the principle of submission there. Of course, it's not talking about a physical woman
standing there
or a physical man.
No.
Now, these are the scriptures people use to keep
women in bondage.
Keep women in bondage. These are lies. Amen. It's not speaking about a natural thing here. Praise God. Now, who is the woman? The church. In the language of symbology, the church is the woman. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what he's saying here is that the woman must be subject to the man. Who is the man?
Christ.
You cannot teach. You have to keep silent. Now we see this, the principle of subjection there. The woman has to be subject so that the man now has his field way over her. The man has to overshadow her. Praise God.
Amen.
He has to impart into her what is in him.
Amen.
She can't see. Must just be there in silence. Now listen to one. Now this is very secret. Something here I'm going to see here. Now. Verse 13. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
Amen.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in
childbearing.
If they, now look at that they, she, they, if they continue in the faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, first of all, like I've told you, the Bible is not of any private interpretation. Look at what Paul is saying. He says Adam was not deceived. He said the man was not deceived.
I'm so happy today.
But we see another part in the Bible where it says that man, Adam sinned. Adam died. Praise God. You know, the book of Revelation, or the book of Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3 is a book that I can preach in 100 ways.
Amen.
And all of them are correct.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just like when light passes through a crystal, it can bring out different colors. And it's that same light that is passing through. That's how revelation knowledge is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Genesis, the mystery of marriage is there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the mystery of the resurrection is there. Everything is there in the book of Genesis. But these things, you need the Spirit to understand and to unlock this mystery.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was there in the book of Genesis chapter 1.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
But I just wanted to point out something here. It says that the woman shall be saved, the church. The woman shall be saved
through childbearing.
So, but does it mean that women have to start to deliver?
Absolutely. God bless you, Pastor.
But Paul didn't have children. Paul was not married. That means Paul was not saved. Paul said it's better that a man does not marry. But these are the things you will not hear in the church.
No way.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I don't intend to touch that kind of thing today. Praise God. We'll hear those things later in years to come.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said it's better that you don't marry. Paul wrote that thing. Praise God. But he says it's better that you marry instead of burning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Instead of being on fire. It's better you just marry and quench your fire.
Oh, heat.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, so if Paul says that, then how come he says here that a woman shall be saved in childbearing? He's speaking about spiritual things. Remember that when Eve and Adam sinned in the garden, the womb of Eve was sealed. He said, shall bring forth with much what pain travail. See, bringing forth the very attributes of Christ, bringing forth the very Christ, becomes virtually impossible in the transgression. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And without Christ, you cannot enter into God's kingdom. Without Christ, you cannot access God's realm. Praise God. Without birthing Christ in you, you cannot be a partaker of God's kingdom. What does the Bible say? That God created man, male
and female.
Listen to this language here very well. Eh? God created what?
Man.
Male and female. And that was the man that God blessed. That was the man that God put in the
garden.
That man that he put in the garden was not just man. It was a marriage union. Let me tell you what marriage is. What comes out of the two shall become one flesh. That one flesh is in the Son. That is the Son that manifests the one flesh. Praise God. So when you are married, when you are united with the Spirit of God in marriage, what happens is that the Son of God emerges. That is the one that can inherit God's kingdom.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you very much.
That is why it says that the two shall not be separated. The two, what God has joined together,
let not man separate.
Now, what does it mean that man separate? Now, please, you have to understand the mystery of Satanism. What devil is? What Satan is? It's the concept you have everywhere.
It's true.
Everything wants to separate you from the reality that you are one with God. Now, let me go carefully, slowly here. Please. I want everybody to catch this mystery. Praise God. Christ is the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
And he that is joined to the Spirit is one
spirit.
Spirit with the Lord. That is marriage. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what?
Marriage.
Marriage. The two shall be
one.
And that is the only way you can enter into God's blessing. Through this union, I and the Father are
one.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the best thing that God wants to be made manifest in every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Christ be formed in us. Hallelujah. Amen. That we can birth in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the only way into the blessing. Yeah. There is no other way. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And as you do this, there is one serpent. There is one snake in the garden. Now listen to me. You will not see a snake outside or a devil with a fork and tail. He walks through the carnal minds of men. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That double tongue mind, you see double tongue. All these are symbols. Amen. The lie of the devil is there to separate you. Anything that will not show you the mystery of your oneness with God, anything that tries to hide it, is the devil at work.
Yes.
This is man trying to put asunder the union. Praise God. Now, if you look to the Bible, it speaks about how people used to split their children and sacrifice them to God.
Yes.
You see it all over how to the bar, how they sacrifice kids. All these things are shadows of how men put asunder that union. Because the union is in the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the work of the devil is to destroy that union.
Oh.
To tell you that you are a mortal man and there is God apart from you and that you are a sinner and that you have to cry to God. But God wants to destroy that gap between us and himself. With God. There is one body, one spirit, one Lord, one God who is through us all.
Amen.
He's all in all.
Amen.
And he's guiding us back into that thing.
Amen.
Into this reality today, but it happens by marriage. First of all, the messenger comes to announce the trumpet. He announced that, listen to me, if you want to hear a physical trumpet, you wait forever.
Yes.
Listen to me today, I'm speaking with the authority of the Father.
Amen.
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 What I'm telling you, what I'm preaching to you, is the last trumpet.
God bless you.
It's the last trumpet. Now when you say last, why do they call it the last trumpet? Because it's the truth. When the truth comes, every other thing, there's no more that trumpet you will ever hear again. It is a trumpet bringing to light the mystery of God. That we are all interwoven in the life of God. It's just a matter of us awakening to this reality today. This is the message, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what will cause you to enter into eternal life. The Immaculate Conception happens now as we allow ourselves to be guided back into this union. Let the Spirit overshadow you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wait in the Lord's presence.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to the voice of the messenger and let Christ be formed in your womb.
Amen.
Because like we've just read in Timothy, we only read one chapter today. Amen.
Amen.
It says what? That salvation shall come through childbearing. It's our union with Christ. Christ being formed in us. Our birth in Christ. Hallelujah. A spiritual being. A celestial being. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, if we lack interest in the things of the Spirit, let us ask God.
Yes.
God, quicken me.
Amen.
Have you heard the prayers of the psalmist? He says, quicken, my soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me. My soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me. it shows that how he's so materially minded, so out of touch with the things of the spirit, and he's asking God to do what? To weaken him. These are the kind of things we should be praying for.
Exactly.
Look, if you have God, you have everything. He says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Instead of going around looking for money like fowl, going around looking for material things, you know, he says, seek ye first the kingdom. All these things will be
following you.
It is there. It is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It don't be like the Gentiles who have made it a habit to be shouting. Shouting across the gulf, shouting and asking God, and Jesus Christ said, look at them. The thing that is by their shout and their many words repeating.
Yeah.
Have you watched the way we pray as men?
Yes.
The way you prayed yesterday, what you pray today? What you pray next tomorrow? You pray it again. When you are up there and you look down, you'll be so sorry for yourself.
Honestly.
Hallelujah. And some people come and say we know they pray. Hallelujah. They may understand what church is. It's the congregation of God. God wants to lift his sons back to the level of Elohim.
Amen.
Where we can sit in the like gods.
Amen.
And God is in the midst of us, in us.
Amen.
That is what church is. It's not organized religion. It has got nothing to do with that. Praise God. And let me tell you, when you begin to preach the way I'm preaching, they will not like you.
Of course not.
Don't forget, the same thing that they did to Jesus is what they will do to you.
Yes.
Now, who are the scribes and Pharisees that killed Jesus? Who are they?
The Israelites.
See, they're the good church people.
Yes.
Who feel that this is the way they've been doing it. And who is this man who didn't go to Bible school? And just telling us, well, who are you? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And at times I invite some of them to come and sit down and listen, and they run away. They talk publicly and all. Come and meet me face to face. I've invited some of them. Let us talk. Come and show. Let me show you something. They can't come near me. Praise God. Because they know it's the truth. Some of them know. Hallelujah. But pride will not allow them
pride
let go.
Pride and money.
Yes. Praise God. Can we stand up?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, today, actually, I didn't know what to preach, because when I came here today, I heard that it was tomorrow's Immaculate
Conception.
I just said, let me just think of something. Fast, come. That's where it's supposed to be for all of us, brethren.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A stream of living water flowing from our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Unto the nations,
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says that the holy thing that shall be born in you shall be a savior of many men.
Amen.
The Bible says that the whole creation is waiting for what? The manifestation
of the Son of God.
Where is it? It's in you.
Amen.
It's the birthing of the Son of God.
Amen.
The hope of creation
Amen.
Is you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no doubt you are the saviors of the world.
Amen.
The book of Obadiah says that from Mount Zion shall come saviors.
Saviors, yes.
You are the saviors of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Mary said, I'm the savior of the world.
I'm the savior of the world.
Amen. God bless you.
Holy Ghost.
The Lord just showed me, you know, from above there was a light of decoration. No, surrounded. It was in form of a tree, but on the tree from above, the light was glittering from above down.
Amen.
Then and it was in the form of a tree,
Amen.
You know, with glitters.
Amen.
That was what the Lord showed me. But before now, the Lord showed me this those hen, those ones that have red.
The trumpet.
Cock.
The cock, yeah. Then it showed me on top of, you know, they used to, when it rains, you know, they have, they build it, then you know where the wind is coming from, something.
The wind vane.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That was what the Lord showed me with the cock at the top of the place.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
hear one of my messages, the tongues of fire. You know those things that you see on the head of a cock represent tongues of fire. Praise God. And you see, when the cock goes on a high place to make coo-coo-coo, it's actually a trumpet that is sounding. And he does it in the morning. Because as the trumpet is sounding, the day dawns on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you see, the things of God are being understood today.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit.
Amen.
We thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.